I want to recognize one or two. I can't recognize them by name because one of them would really be unthinkable to do because of the hazards involved. The other is very precious. One sent to Dorma enough to cover at least this petition, this appeal to the Supreme Court of the state of California. They too are holding the paperwork. The other, some of you will recognize, this is a naval officer who has followed along as best and as possible from the Persian Gulf aboard a battleship, traveling throughout that part of the world, hoping always at some point to be able to come here, and arrived one of the most beautiful gifts of love, a set of china, hand-painted in China, as an expression of appreciation. And there's no way to share those things with ones. And it will sit in its box because of the fear of earthquakes. And you won't, ones don't ever seem to have time to do anything but to eat off a paper plate. It's the thought, it's the love, it's the caring to send it, having chosen it and then have to ship it from the Persian Gulf. Sheila, you're in the best of times and the worst of times. But you're in the time of the critical change of mankind. It doesn't seem it should revolve around a ballot box, does it? Ball thought maybe, you know, if we couldn't do it this way, then we can take it by bullets. No, you can't. Not until a lot of things change. And then you would not have reclaimed it properly. You see, I can't really get enthused about your gun laws because it's just a little game. All Perot wants to take away our guns. That's not what Perot said. He would like to never see them in the hands of criminals. And if you have them and you use them to commit a crime, the penalty should be great. Those words get twisted. I would like to wipe every gun from the face of your globe. But I'm not allowed to do that. Every now and then I tinker with some of their lasers because I can do that. And I can ruin your electrical mechanism so they won't fire. I can do that. But to physically deprive you of anything that you have gained and garnered, I am not going to do that. You must learn. You must learn to live and function through all of those things in light, because none of these other things are your lesson save that one. What will you do in every situation, and what will you teach your children to do? You see, I have to sit by while my own precious children are bombarded with radio waves right out of the area right under the prison. They monitor all the time. They know all the names, they know all the quirks, they know everything. But you have to learn. They have to learn. And you have to learn to keep your shields about you and your discernment. You don't discern what to hold that God gives you as a recent channel just said. And this was one of my most beloved speakers. Put this out for everybody who would get the tape, because this was aimed at me now and Dorma. A good channel, a valid channel, will hold information and discern what should be told. Does everybody hear that? Do you want Dorma to be deciding what you may or may not hear from God? You expect her to make sure that it's God or Hapton or whoever she says or whoever identifies. And she does, but it becomes your responsibility then to discern the information. God does not need someone censoring his word. It is enough already. You've written thousands of books and translated them wrong. You don't need some sweet channel sorting out for you. Once again, the adversary decides what is good for you. You don't have to ask me if that one is validly speaking. I can tell you now, no. Because you can look at the clues. Does that invalidate the person? No. This is the most beloved person of our early training for this period of time. Pay attention. Ones attached to that one want to build a crystal cathedral. Crystal and marble temple. That is for man. That is not for God. God has no use for it. Oh, but I just want to do it to make it look good. To what? And sweetie pie, you and I will get together and discuss this, and we'll decide what should and should not be allowed through. And so how in the world, by my just saying this, can these children know? Because they're hearing and they're saying and they're telling. You have to discern the subject material to see if you're receiving validly. But to make a statement like that assumes that the person receiving did not decipher what in the world they were saying. To say a channel, that means Jay-Z Knight will filter and decide. And guess what? Well, is Dorma the only one that will? Absolutely not. She's not the only one. That is another one of your clues. When they say, well, I am the only one appointed by the great order of Melchizedek under the order of the Emerald Cross to speak for God. That is as wrong as anything. And those ones deserve your compassion. They certainly do not deserve your thrusting at them. because it is for your discernment. You do not know but what that very tape was sent to Dorma for her testing, for instance. It's hard enough for all of you, but I'll tell you, the closer you get to presenting the word, and the closer you get to the source in your mission, the more you are going to be tested. And the smugness really does go pretty fast, because I'm telling you, if your intent is right, you don't want the responsibility. But you certainly do not want the responsibility of having decided what God may or may not tell, because he doesn't want to upset the listeners. That was the next part of it. It doesn't matter from which constellation comes your brother. There's so many lies about the Orions and the Zeta Reticulum, etc., 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 as to nauseate. Those are covers to keep you locked to a physical perception and keep you distrusting the very directions from which your brothers are going to have to come. They've got you covered on both sides. Anything coming from space is evil, remember? Well, what about now? Everything coming up from those underground facilities are evil. Well, which direction do you leave for God? He can't come from out there, and he can't come from in there. And you don't let him live inside there where he belongs. And if he comes from out there, he's got to be extraterrestrial, doesn't he? And surprisingly enough, if he comes from the center of your earth, he can't be terrestrial, because that is something else. So you twist the words, and it leaves you here dangling. And I know, I've hit you with 66 volumes of things to boggle the mind. It had to be. Because you see, you are only a minute speck of the reason for the production of the word. And it doesn't mean that the word by any means has ceased to be. Well, wouldn't it be nice to have a little time to talk about the glory? Aren't you eager to death, really, to find out about the glory part of your journey? And wouldn't it be fun to reclaim the glory of a planet? The freedom of our people. Wouldn't it be wonderful to grow again, as America just once did, even under the blight of elitist leaders? You can do it. You can do it. Together, precious ones, there is nothing in this universe we cannot do. But in this plane of human experience, you must do it alone. And that's what nearly wiped out my scribe this morning. It was a feeling of a void. You mean I have to wait until Wednesday? Yep. Well, couldn't you give me a little hint? Do I need to pack up again? Only if you perceive defeat. If you perceive defeat, you shall have defeat. Would anyone like to ask me something? We're going to run out of time here. I want to bring this to a close by 3:30.
I think Perot's going to be out at 7 tonight here. Somebody else checked it in L.A. and said it'd be 7 o'clock he would be airing.
Well, there's great, great discrepancies because it was put out that it was 7 o'clock East Coast time.
Yeah,
so you better start watching by 4. Yes.
Over, I believe, Los Angeles, about maybe 3 weeks ago, there was this bright light formation that a lot of people saw. It was on the news. Do you know anything about that?
Well, it depends on whether or not it was the day that a Vandenberg missile was taken out. If that is not what you're referring to, then I'm not going to discuss it. There's a lot of things going on. And I will tell you that they did launch a missile which was destroyed. And that got a lot of attention. So the things that are going on now in the air, I'll tell you for the ones who will hear me in New Mexico, there is so much going on above Gallup. There is a lot going on in Utah. These maneuvers that they chuckle about, you just lost a helicopter with men out of Hill Field. Hill Field, here is the first place that they required that they take on the FEMA insignia in their uniforms. There's so much going on everywhere that I cannot isolate these groups of things for individuals. If, in fact, they are of magnificent importance, you don't want to know. You do not want to know. Superficially, you think you do. I would never jeopardize my speaker to speak of anything in these days that can get you once hit. There is absolutely incredible things going on. As we put this paper, you see, I realize ones are being stressed. I realize that I've been hard. I can only hope that the ones who feel offended and downhearted because of what may appear to be a reprimand, I have to repeat to you. You don't know what's going on. I have to require, petition, beg, plead, any way I can to get my people into bed at a reasonable hour at night so I can protect you. And the farther you stay from my energy flow, the harder the adversary is going to hit you, and it gets easier and easier and easier to form those inroads that destroy you. And I don't want anyone feeling that I am being demanding, because I have to allow you to walk right into death. Do you understand me? If that is your choice, I can only ask you, I can only plead with you. Well, but I gave it all over to you. No, you didn't. And when you say such a thing, makes me know that you didn't understand me. This is the war of God and evil for your souls. This is the taking or the breaking of a planet according to the will and the soul of man's desire and intent. If you choose evil, you have denied God. And our recourse is then to watch and wait and do what we can for as many as we can, and then wait for evacuation or for that remnant. And some of you are going to be a part of the remnant that remains. And therefore, it can be while you reclaim a planet glorious or very primitive. It isn't for you to be willing to give up easily your physical body. It is a gift to serve you so that you might serve that higher cause, that higher being. The body is the gift for you to use for your lessons. The brain is the notebook on which you do your deciphering, your ciphers, your growing, your knowledge. And what you do with it reflects on the soul as it makes its way through all its lessons. Let's not waste this journey. When I said I fear, I didn't mean another word. I must wait . We've given that which we could, that within the limits, so that there's no magic perception. Does this mean that we will go away? Oh no. But it means that then, when the battle is engaged, people get hurt. And I will not let you blunder into that without knowing. Please go in peace. I cherish you. Regardless of what happens, we go right on. Man's going to wake up. Pray God not too late. Salut.
Salut, Commander.
I want to recognize one or two. I can't recognize them by name because one of them would really be unthinkable to do because of the hazards involved. The other is very precious. One sent to Dharma enough to cover at least this petition, this appeal to the Supreme Court of the state of California. They too are holding the paperwork. The other, some of you will recognize, this is a naval officer who has followed along as best and as possible from the Persian Gulf aboard a battleship, traveling throughout that part of the world hoping always at some point to be able to come here. And arrived one of the most beautiful gifts of love, a set of china, hand-painted in China, as an expression of appreciation. And there's no way to share those things with ones. And it will sit in its box because of the fear of earthquakes. And you ones don't ever seem to have time to do anything but to eat off a paper plate. It's the thought, it's the love, it's the caring to send it, having chosen it and then have to ship it from the Persian Gulf. Chilas, you're in the best of times and the worst of times. But you're in the time of the critical change of mankind. It doesn't seem it should revolve around a ballot box, does it? Ball thought maybe, you know, if we couldn't do it this way, then we can take it by bullets. No, you can't. Not until a lot of things change. And then you would not have reclaimed it properly. You see, I can't really get enthused.